Ksiva. It doesn't help writing something down according to Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rashi says, less like Ksiva means, ein seimchen akach. Not that you're not allowed to write it down. Avad, you are allowed to write it down on the pushka. Say, this is a pushka for Chayva, this is a pushka for the Dova. But if Yehuda Shittim is not going to help you, there's dim in the lava daite. Sometimes you won't realize, you won't look and read what's written on the pushka, and you'll throw the money in the wrong pushka. A person that wants to bring a chayva, by mistake, will go to the other pushka. So that's why Yehuda Shita, don't have two pushkas there, because we're afraid you make a mistake, and you put the money, the one that has a chayv, to bring one for a chattas, one for an ayla, he'll put the money in the wrong box. So that's why Yehuda Shita. So what's the raya for this? Our mission here. Titznan. We have Yehuda Weimer. Our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says on Yom Kippur, even though the Kohen Gadol had to do two sets of hazoyes, one with the dam from the par and one from the dam of the sawyer, still in the Heichol, there weren't two different stands. One stand to put down the kli that was holding the dam of the par, and another kli, another stand to put down the dam of the sawyer. Nothing doing, because Rav Yehuda is afraid. There's going to be two different stands there, and you put them both down, the Kohen Gadol is going to mistake and forgot which one is which. He'll come to take the wrong kli. So from Yehuda Shita, there's only one stand there. Like what you're holding in your hand, you know what you have. So when you come out now with the Dam HaPar, first, or when you come out now with the Dam HaSoyer, pick up the one stand there, which is the Dam HaPar, hold it in your left hand like, and then put down the Dam HaSoyer, and you know what you're doing with. But there can't be two different stands there, because that's what Yehuda Shita, we're afraid you'll get mixed up one with the other. Just like it says by the Shkolim, by the Mesefta Shkolim, you can't have two different pushkas to put the money there, one chayv, one nadova. We're afraid to get mixed up. Here also, Yehuda is afraid the two dams, the two kelim, will get mixed up one with the other. Yehovad, Trey, so the Morris explains, Trey my time aloy. What does Yehuda hold? There were not two different stands there in the Heichel to hold the two different mizwaks, the two different kelim full of blood. Mishum de Machalfi, because we're afraid they'll get mixed up. The Kohen Gadol will take the wrong kli, he'll think he has the dam apar, and maybe really it's only the dam of the sawyer. For the Gemara, v'neva trei v'lichtav alayu. Good, make two separate stands, and write, on this stand is set aside for the dam apar. On the second stand is set aside for the dam sawyer. Like, what are we afraid to get mixed up for? Write on the stand, on the kan, what it's for. Hide the par, hide the sawyer. One is for the dam apar, and one is for the dam sawyer. Ella, what do you have to answer? Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. Rabbi Yehuda does know that writing is enough. Even if we'll write down on the stand, this one set aside for the power, and this one set aside for the Soyer, still Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will mistaken and take the wrong blood for the wrong Avodah. Therefore, there's only one stand there, and at all times, one you're holding in your hand, and you know what you have, you never lose count of what you have. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We can't have two different pushkis, or two different kanim, because we're afraid they'll get mixed up one with the other. First says Meisva, you have a kashina on Rabbi Yehuda. It says that we have the Mishnah in Masech Tishkolim that Shloisha Asara Shreforos Hoya B'Migdish. There were 13 different boxes, like pushkis, there in the base of Migdish, that the people used to put the money into. For your cost of Alayin. And there was a writing on every pushk, every box had written on it what it was for. One said Taklin Charatin. That's like the new Shkolim. And out there, people used to start to give the Shkolim for the new coming year. That's called Taklin Charatin. The new Shkolim, that was one Pishka. The Taklin Atikin. That was the Shkolim for last year. Like if somebody forgot to give the Machsa Shekel from last year, and it already came other that they're collecting for the new year. So if you didn't give last year, you still have a Chiyuv to give. But you don't put the money in the new Pushka. You put the money in the old Pushka. It was called Taklin Atikin, the old Pushka. Rashi Taklin Charatin Al Echod Taklin Atikin. One of the pushkas said an older one. Al Hasheni Kinim. The second one said Kinim. The Al Hashlishi Goizli Oila. Al Ravi Eitzim. Al Hamishi Lavoina. Al Hashishi Zov Lagaparis. Al Hashvi Veshisha Hoyu Kosav Alei Nedova. It was written under Nedova. This was a 13 different pushkas that wasn't the base of Midish. Now Taklin Charatin Elu Shkolim Shakol Shana Vashona. That means Misholom Lahovli Shkolim. Shikle Shonazu, whoever has the chiyuv to bring the shkolim for this coming year, Shiloi Hevi Biyader, he didn't bring it yet another, Mevi in Kol Shon, you can bring it anytime you want, Kol Shon Shiyirtzon, V'noistim Ba'Shefesh HaTaklin Charatin, and you put your Machsa Shekel in this pushka that said, Taklin Charatin, the new shkolim. They put the money in the lishcha. And they take truma, they take money out of this lishcha 3 different times of the year. Like we had a Masechta the Shkolim. Before Isa Pesach, Chag HaPesach, before Isa Tzeres, right after Shavuos, before Isa Chag, right after Sukkos. That's when you used to take the trumas halishcha. Is Yishko L'Shana Bo, V'noisin L'Shoef V'Shatak L'Natikin. Somebody that didn't give last year, when he comes this year, he can't put last year's money in the new pushka, because you could only use the money for this, you could only buy kabonis for the coming year with the new money, not with last year's money. Therefore, you have to have a special pushka where to put last year's money. They leave it over, they put the money for the leftover money of last year, shilashtakit. And what do they do with the leftover money of last year for the machzor shekel? Shemehem boinim chayim asir. With that money, they build up this wall around the city, around Yerushalayim, like learned in Shkolim already. Of a kitzah, there were 13 different shifaris that had on the base of Migdish. So first you had the new Shkolim and the old Shkolim. Then v'kinim, the guys le'ayla. V'kinim you had, or else guys le'ayla, people have to bring the birds for carbon oil. The eitzim, whoever wants to bring, put money to buy the wood for the maracha, or levoina, you put money in one pushka to buy the levoina, or zav the kaparis. Well, people used to give gold that used to make the kaparis look nice. Veshishal nedava. And then they had 6 special pushkas for nedava. Some people give money that with that money they would buy a carbon oil when the mizbeach was empty. Some to give a present to the mizbeach. Now, taklin charatin, what does it mean, the new pushka? The new shkolim, elu shkolim shakol shana b'shona. That was everybody that's coming to give the machzor shekel for this coming year. They put the money in this new pushkas. Taklin atikin, what does it mean, the old pushka? That means mishaloi shakol ishtakad. Somebody did not give the machzor shekel last year is yishkol shana habo. When he wants to come now, like he's doing tshuva, he didn't give the machzor shekel last year. Give it now. You still have a chiyuv to give it. But you don't put the money with the new shkolim because you can't use last year's money to buy kabonis for this year. So you have to put it in last year's pushka, and they use it, like Rashi said, to build up the city with it. Then kinim. What does a pushka mean? Kinim on it. That means hein teirin. That was they brought the birds called the teirin. So Rashi mimoyes shavoy ein loifkem el teirin. With this money that says kinim, they only bought the older bird called the teirin. Goyz le'ayla. What is the second push that says goes to Ola? What do they do with that money? Hein b'nei yoina. With that, they bought the younger bird, called the b'nei yoina, the younger pigeon. V'kula noilus. But all these pushkes, you know what you did with these birds? They were all only brought for korban Ola. Nothing was brought for chayva for korban chatis. It was only brought for korban Ola. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda shita. Trashi kula noilus. Rabbi Yehuda l'time. Rabbi Yehuda is very good, like we learned before. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda said before, Loi hoyu shayfaris lekini chayvam. He did not have a special pushka for a chayvam. That means somebody has a chiyuv to bring these two birds, because by them, one is a chatas and one is an oila. And we're afraid the two pushkas will get mixed up. The Yetzim will avoin of a zav like a pyrus. The first Masech to Shcholim, the Gemara Shcholim explains it, that Hamisnadiv Yetzim, if somebody wants to give money, to give wood, is nice and moist, lias and shofar. He would put the money into that pushka. For la yivchas mishnei gzirin, you can't give less money than the value of the two pieces of wood. The amisnadiv levoina, somebody wants to give a present levoina to the Beis Hamikdash, is maybe moist, he would bring his money. The nice and the teich shofar levoina, and he would put his money into this pushka, this box that said levoina on it. And then later the Kahanim would go, V'loichim hem levoina. They would buy the levoina, Maktirith used levoina, by the lechem upon him. On every Shabbos, he had the two bezichon of levoina on top of the lechem upon him. Is ice in the dovah. Ala mizbeach achitzin. That he would use these nedovahs for the outside mizbeach. That's what they burnt it on. And zov lekapyrus, that a special shofar for zov lekapyrus, hamisnadir zov, somebody wants to give gold, is nice and moist. He would give money into this pushka. Lot l'teich shofar, v'loichim mehem zov. The Kahanim would buy gold, the kli sharis, to make the kli sharis out of it. The ema mizrokes, that was the kli they were makabel the dam with, hakurim kapurei zov, yazor de rayon. Good. Then v'shishal nedava, l'kayit samizbeich. There were 6 different shofars there, that they used to put money in there, that they used to buy korban oila, that whenever the mizbeach was empty, they brought a korban oila from it. That's called the nedavas. And here it says it was written on them. Oh, it could be, right? So you see, it was written on them, so you had the different shofars there, and since it was written on the shofar, so we know what the money of each one is for, and we're not afraid that the money of this shofar will fall to the other one. Like the money from the Machzah Shekel shofar should fall and get mixed up with the other pushkam that was only for the buy the birds with. So true, they're all a carbon oilam, but why are we afraid one pushka will get mixed up with another pushka? To see a quantum of Yehudi, you're not afraid. So Marin says, Ki Yosei Rav Dimi. Omar, he said like this, Amri Marova. We learned in Eretz Yisrael that the reason why Rav Yehuda said there was no pushka for Kinei Chayvam is because it's a gzeira mishum chate shemeso balehem. Not if Shatzam were afraid you'll get mixed up with the two boxes. That you're right. That we see from here. Since you have the name written on the box, we're not afraid the boxes, the pushkas, will get mixed up one with the other. But if you want to have a special pushka, that the people that have a chayv to bring the two birds, that one is a chatis, we're afraid maybe after the bialim put the money in there, the bialim died. And the locher is a chatis shemesa baleo, is lemisal, they're not allowed to bring it. So therefore, you can't use this money to buy the chatois, because we have to be afraid maybe one of the owners died already, and then you can't bring the carbon. So that's the chash why you don't have a special pushka for the kinei chayva. Because we're afraid maybe one of the bialim would have died. For the Gemara, is that true? Michashinen, are we afraid that maybe one of the bialim would die? For Yatanan, we learned like this. If somebody's in America and he's sending his korban chatis, he wants it to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Is the locha makriven oisa pecheska shukayim? When the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash receives this korban, he's allowed to bring the korban chatis, and he's allowed to nemon b'teras hachazokon that the owner is still alive. Like, since the owner was alive last week when he sent the korban, he has a cheskas chai, he was alive then, mistami still alive. So we see, we're not afraid that the owner is going to die. No, if people send the kabonis, mistami, when the kohen receives it, he's allowed to bring it. Here also, why wasn't there a special box to say kinei chayver on it? That an isha, that's yeledis or a zov or a zovam, when they have a chayv to bring their two birds, let them put their money in this box. And what should we be afraid? Maybe one of the bialim died? No, we're not afraid they died. There's a cheskas chai, that since you put the money in there, you were alive when you put it in, and every single day the kanim empty out the pushka and take the money and buy the kabonis right away, so we're not afraid they died in such a short time. So again, it's Shver according to Rabbi Yehuda then, why wasn't there a special pushka for the kinei chayva? What are we afraid? Maybe somebody will die? No. You see enough in the din here that even if you send yechatis from dinas hayom, we're not afraid the person is going to die. So for sure here, that every single day the kanan used to empty out all the money in the kani chayvam, and they used to, if there would have been a pushka there, they would empty it out every single day and buy the kabonis that day. So what are we afraid? So Gemara answers, elamishum chatis shemesu baleh vaday. The chash is maybe, not the pshat, we're afraid maybe somebody died. But we're afraid what's going to be the case that we know for sure one of them died. In other words, if there's going to be a pushka there in the Beis HaMikdash, that whoever has a chayv to bring the kanim, put your money here and we'll take care for you. We'll buy it there. During that day, we'll buy the two birds for you. One for the chatas, one for the eila. So you have 100 people now that put their money there. Now what's going to be in the middle of the day, we know for sure that one of those people died. Not that we have a doubt, maybe yes, maybe no. Doubts we don't have. For sure they're still alive. That the cheskas chayim. But what's going to be if it came an announcement, we know that chayim was nifter. And we know today chayim put the money in this pushka. So b'zoi, all this money now you're not going to be able to use. Because we know chayim's money is in here. And chayim's money is called chatesh shemesa baleho, which is lemisa ozlo. You're not allowed to use that money to buy the carbon. So in such a case, we're going to be stuck. If a lot of people put their money together in one pushka, and later we'll find out for sure that one of them died, so all the money is going to go in vain. You can't use any of the money, because we have to be afraid any money you're going to use now, maybe it's the money that came from this person that was mesa ready, and the locker is you can't use that money, because the chatesh shemesa baleh is the misazlam. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. There's no special kan for a kinei chayva. There's no special shofar for the kinei chayva. Because we're afraid you're going to lose or ruin all the money, not to be able to use the money there. So at the Gemara, v'nivrur arba zuzi, v'nishtaya b'mayu. Like, what are you afraid about? True, let's say we hear that Chaim died. So Chaim Mestama put in money there, enough to buy two birds. So Mestama, each bird costs like two zuzim. So when that money put in four zuzim there, true. So we have $4 worth of Chaim's money that Chaim died, and the Chur, we can't use his money now for the Chattas. But the Yetzer is, why don't we just take it, take out of this Pushka now $4, and throw it the Maya, throw it into the river. As if to say, true, your money, your Chaim's money that you were made, we're not going to use it right now, because we can't bring carbon from that money. But that's called the Chata Shemesa Baleo, is Lemisazlam. Abavahanech Nishtairu. But the money that's left over, that money we should be able to use. So what is the Yehuda afraid? Maybe somebody will be mace? No. Even when we find out somebody was mace, we have an Eitzah to straighten everything out. Like Rashi says, V'nivro Arba Zuzi, Dimei HaChatas. Let's take out this $4 that he spent for the Dimei HaChatas. Vezuze pshitikomer, zuze medina, sheyesh ches mihem bezuze turi. Alright. Vem de me pre dachas. That's how much it costs to buy one bird. That not omdu kina by bayerim by arbosim. In other words, take out the money that he would have had to bought the bird for the chattis. The bird that he has, the money he has to spend for the oilah, that's alright. Because even if the owner dies, you're still allowed to bring the carbon. It's only for the money of the chattis. So take out the 4 zuzim that cost to buy the one bird for the chattis. And throw the money away, and the rest of the money should be mutter. So again, we should not have any chash. What are we afraid about? So Gemara answers, Reb Yehuda Lesley Breira. I'll tell you the answer is, Reb Yehuda does not hold for this Yisrael of Breira. In other words, what do you say now? That Chaim put his $4 into this pushka now to buy the carbon chattis for him. And now Chaim was mace. So you're telling us now, just put your hand in here and take out any $4 you pick out. Now the question is, who says the $4 you're going to pick up now was Chaim's $4? Maybe it was Reuven's $4 that's still alive. That's the money he's throwing away. But maybe Chaim's $4 is still in the pushka here. How do we know to say that you could just pick out any one of 4 zuz and say this belongs to Chaim? That's the Yisrael of Breira. The Yisrael of Breira is, if we have a doubt where that money is, that such a Yisrael is, we could make a Maisa Breira. We could choose right now. We'll say this money I'm picking out, this is Chaim's money. A new Gzeres HaKosev. That's called Breira. That when I do choose and pick out one of them, I have a right to say this is Chaim's money. So that's told if he holds the swear of Yesh Breira or Ain Breira. So I answer you, Reb Yehuda holds less like Breira. Therefore, Reb Yehuda holds it won't help you to take out Stam a $4 bill out of here and throw it away. Because who said you're throwing away Chaim's money? Maybe you're throwing away somebody else's money. So therefore, you don't have an Eitzah. That's why Reb Yehuda said it wasn't a Pushka for a Chayv, for a Kinem Chayv. Because we're afraid if a few people put their money together and then one of them will die, all the money will go in vain. So therefore, we don't have a Pushka set aside for the Kinem Chayv. Rabbi Gemara Minolon, how do we know this? How do we know Rabbi Yehuda Shitter is, he doesn't know from the Yisrael of Breira? How do we know that? Like Rashi says, let's play Breira. Lo yisamchina na Breira lemishri yisurei. We're not saying on this Svar of Breira that we'll take a choose, we'll choose something out, and we have a right to say, yes, this $4 we're picking out now, that was Chaim's $4. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda says you don't say that Svar? So what's it? Elaim emeho, if you want to say from this din, the Tanan. We have a Gemara that says like this, the Tanan, we learned the Gemara Gittin, Halokeach Yain Mibein HaKusim. If somebody buys wine from Mibein HaKusim. So Rashi says, Halokeach, you're buying wine from the Kusim. So even though Luchuri, you're not allowed to buy wine from Kusim, because the Rabbanim made a Gzeira on the Kusim, they have a loch like a guy. And you're not allowed to buy wine from a guy. It's called Yain Nesach. So Rashi says, here the Mishnah is talking about, Halokeach Yain Mibein HaKusim means, Koidim shegozru aleim, before the Rabbanan gave the din of a goy to a kusi. V'yein lo kelim lahafrish l'toichon. Now you're buying wine from them on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, and you don't, and they're like an Amoritz, they for sure did not take off yet Trumas and Maisrus. And you want to be able to eat and drink this wine on Shabbos. So you have to take off the Trumas and Maisrus right before Shabbos. So you're buying this wine off this kusi, Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says. Again, Halakech Yayim Ben Akusim, Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. It's Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, that's when you're buying this wine off the Kusi. So the wine is not Yayin Nesek, it's Kosher wine, but there's a Shiloh, the Truma Semaisris, was not taken off yet. So the best place would be, right now, first, start pouring off the Truma Semaisris.
But the Teretz is talking about, like Rashi says, this person doesn't have any kelim with him. He only has this one big bucket of wine, and he has no small kelim to pour off to say, this is truma, this is maisa, this is truma smaisis. He doesn't have any small kelim, small vessels with him to pour it off in. So what does he do? So he does like this. He stands there, and says like this. Shnei lugim, two lugim in the measurement of wine, shana yosef lahafrish, that later on after Shabbos, when I'll get another small keli, I'll be mafresh, I'll pour off on this big jug of wine, two lugim of wine. Harehen truma, those two lugim that are going to pour off tomorrow, next week, those two lugim should be truma.